Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. Nick and I took a little bit of a break this week, and we got a lot of cool events you should check out, including Keds for Kidneys and a neat Metro Derby event. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And Nick, before we even get into it, I'm not gonna lie, I took a break this last week.
Man, you had to pump the brakes, man.
After Chicago Craft Beer Week, yeah, I needed it. I was tired. But I still was out drinking. I just did not make it to any events. So it's a disappointment here to myself and to our audience out there.
And to the entire city of Chicago.
I know. Right? They didn't have the pleasure of me being out there. I was out there, just not at their events.
You know, probably just hanging out, you know, having juice.
I was just drinking juice.
You know, the nerve of you being an adult. You're supposed to drink every day.
I know. I'll do better this week.
God damn it.
Well, I'm starting off right. Because this week on Chicago Craft or Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking. It's not Chicago Craft Beer Week again.
Out of it.
On Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking some Two Brothers Cain and Abel.
Man, I'll tell you something, man. Cain and Abel is probably my favorite Two Brothers beer.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, this was the first time for me where they really stepped out of that traditional, easygoing, you know, bracket that they like to stay in, right? Uh-huh. You know, with like, oh, we'll make the wit, and we'll make the French ale, we'll make all these easy drinkable beers. I mean, and this is like it's a hoppy red ale with rye and palm sugar. You know, it's like I don't know how big it is, but
7%, so it's
7% beer.
It's hefty.
Yeah. And you know, it's like it's spicy, it's creamy, it's sweet. It's mm-hmm. like this was the first beer that made me look at them differently. And I was like, dude, they can like, you know, they can step on the gas and make some interesting stuff that's a little bit more my speed.
Right.
You know, and that's when I really started digging those guys.
Okay. Yeah. I know a couple of years ago I was drinking this and Founders Red Rye were like my jam. Like those two is like I couldn't get enough. Basically, I couldn't get enough rye beers.
Yeah.
And so. Whenever I saw this or Founders, I had to get it. And I haven't had one in a while. It's good. It's almost sweeter than I remember it, but still really enjoyable.
I like that we're exploring beers like this on the show because it's been a while for me for this beer, and it really brought back a lot of good memories.
Right. And you can find this almost everywhere. I found it at the corner liquor store. So. Overpriced, but it was there.
But it was there.
And yeah. It comes in 6-packs, too, so it's definitely a good one to bring to a party.
Yeah.
Well, so if you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, every week Nick and I talk about the beer events we went to when we do go to them. And then we get into some of the events that are coming up next week and the following weeks that you should probably check out and that we're going to try to go to. So let's get into this last week. Let's hear. What'd you make it to?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't give you too much flack because you know, I went out a little bit, but not to any of the big events.
Okay.
You know, so I went to Due Division Street. It's finally, you know, festival season, the weather's acting right. So I went to Due Division. It's they block off Division Street and it's a street festival and a lot of beer there. It was all macros from what I could tell.
Huh, that's surprising. I thought small bar usually has a tent going and they're serving maybe some Stone or Two Brothers or Revolution or something like that.
That would have been fantastic, especially on like a Friday night right after work.
Yeah.
But this was it was a Miller production, so you go to the big vendors and it was basically like, you know, oh, you want Lion & Kugel's, you want Miller, or you want like a Crisp & Cider, basically, right?
Okay.
So I ended up I picked a cider out of those options.
Oh, okay.
You know, I cruised with the cider. I met my friends and I'm like, well, what do we do now? So we're like, well, let's just go to Small Bar. So we went to Small Bar and sat outside for the first time.
And you got a seat outside during Due Division?
Dude, winning.
Wow.
Winning. There was like these two little tables. You know how they got the big section blocked off. Uh-huh. But there's these two seats that sit directly next to the door.
Okay.
Just yeah. like in they're small, like, you know.
They almost look like that's where the smokers sit.
Right. Like, right. Or like they won't even be open for the public. So we sit there and, you know, just got it done, man. We kept it simple. Just got the bourbon on ice. Got the Penrose P2 to pair with that. And, yeah, it was one and done. We're like, you know, we heard some metal. We had some beers. We've done Division Street. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay. No. Do Division.
So Division got done. So other than that, I honestly didn't do much after that. I did the Chicago Brew Bus, Kevin, who's Brew Bus Kevin. It was his birthday this weekend.
Oh, awesome. So happy birthday to him, or yeah, happy late birthday.
Happy belated birthday to that guy, man. He had his sixth annual 30th birthday party.
Sixth annual? Okay.
So he gets this big band and you know, and then a lot of breweries were there. So Lake Effect was there, Rude Boy was there, so was Inebriated, and so was Slapshot Brewing.
Okay.
So I got to hang out with the Slapshot guys for a little bit. Those are the only guys that I didn't really know their story. You know, I know they're brothers, and I know their beers on draft at Beer Bistro, but I didn't know much about them. So I talked to them for like maybe 5-10 minutes, and I'm like, "Well, dude, where are you guys located?" You know. And he's like, "Oh, dude, we're right in little village." So basically 31st and Cicero, like where the original Home Run Inn is.
Okay.
They're basically just around the corner from there. So he said they started as a 3.5-barrel brew house, and now they've got 15-barrel fermenters. So now they're So now Rude Hippo, along with Bucket List, they're brewing out at Slapshot. Which is cool. That's something I didn't know.
I didn't even think they were that big. I thought they were still like tiny, just getting started. Kinda.
Right. The last time I talked to them, one of the guys, I was paying my Verizon bill like on LaSalle Street, and one of the brothers, Brian, was at Verizon, and he hadn't quit his day job yet.
Okay.
But now they're
He was working at Verizon. Oh, he was working.
He was working at Verizon. So they've come a long way, and they were contract brewing at like Urban Legend out in like Westmont. Okay. And so to get this update was cool.
Yeah. You know?
So they got a pretty cool system. Rude Hippo's out there. Bucket List is out there. They got 15 barrel fermenters out there, and they're gonna start. They're no longer self distributing. Burke Beverage is gonna distribute their beers.
Oh,
now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I had a chance to try the Baby Koala IPA at this party and just hang out with those guys, man. So that was cool.
Nice. Rude Hippo, I feel like, been seeing a lot of info about. I know our buddy Kent is working with them and helping them out.
Helping them on their fundable campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got maybe, I would say, maybe 15 more days or so to meet their goal. I think their goal is 30 grand. And, I think we're going to do a feature on them on Chicago Beer Geese coming up pretty soon. And, yeah, I hope they meet their goal because, they're good people. And then, B, we really drink their beer.
Okay. I don't think I've ever, one, met them or drank their beer. So I cannot vouch for this at all.
So they were there, too. And they just finished the Fishman's event where it was basically kind of like a showcase for them. They brought 3 beers to Fishman's.
Okay.
And they were there on site to talk about why they want this program to work.
Cool.
Yeah, and what they're going to do with the fundable money once they meet their goal.
Nice.
Meet their goal. Reach. Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's what I did last week. It was short and sweet, Ben.
Okay. Well, even though I didn't make it to any events, I did check out a couple newish bars in the area. One brand new, one that's been open for a little while, but it's pretty new. So the first one is Lynx on Milwaukee.
Okay. So that's the one that really incorporates technology in a major way, right?
Right. So they're using the digital pour beer boards. Where you can see everything that's on tap, really kind of how much is left in each one. They show you the glass, where, and the price. And then they also have like, Facebook check-ins and untapped check-ins and tweets up there on the boards and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. I've only been there once, but one time I went and you look on the board and you're like, dude, is that me on the board? Like if you check in on Foursquare, your Foursquare logo or your...
I was running that board.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it's a really neat space. I love the setup there is really nice. Just the idea that you could open a tab at the bar and then get food, same tab, and it's all just like self-service, so you just kind of do your own thing. It's set up very much like a brew pub kind of style thing or a tap room.
And they focus mostly on like hot dogs, links, sausages, that kind of thing.
Yeah, links.
They focus on links.
And the beer list, I think it was like around 30 beers, so it's pretty massive.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I was there on a Monday night once in the wintertime, and you know, you can play board games right at the bar. So we're going.
Oh, I didn't see those.
We're getting it in on some like Connect Four.
Oh man, like loser buys a round, right?
Loser buys a round, and it got pretty. There's a Buffalo Trace straw holder. They're like, no, you have to buy a round and you have to sniff this buffalo.
Oh no.
I don't know where that came from. But that no, that was the bet though. We had to sniff the buffalo if we lost.
All right. Well, that's definitely a cool place to check out. And I went on I think Friday or Saturday night. So Dew Division was going on, and so it wasn't too crowded there. Everyone was at the fest.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And then I also checked out a Kaiser Tiger, which opened over here in West Loop on Randolph.
Yeah. So Randolph's an interesting stretch.
Yeah, this is the end of it.
Yeah, so at the exact opposite end of like the Aucheval, Little Goat, Girl and a Goat,
Haymarket
corner.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's more like the middle of Haymarket, in theory of what, or I mean, not of Haymarket, of Randolph Street.
In theory of the entire of what the block is for West Loop, right?
And so Kaiser Tiger, they opened like 2 weeks ago, and they're also kind of focused on links.
We got beer, we got sausage. It's across the street from Belly Q. Mm-hmm. It's also across the street from Union Park, where they do a lot of festivals.
Right, Pitchfork is there.
Yep, North Coast is going to be there. There's something called the Festival of Life, which is like a Caribbean festival. It's like a very popular park for fest.
Wow.
So cheers to those guys, man. I think they're going to do well there.
Yeah, and the space is huge. Like, we were in there, and it was like, it was late, so there wasn't anybody in there. But it was like, wow, like just like a couple rooms. They have like a back patio. They have front patio seating. Just massive. And their tap list is really nice too.
Yeah, I'm excited for those guys, man. It's the same crew that does Patty Long's, which is up in Lincoln Park. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know it used to be like a two-story wine spot that I never went to.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited to check that place out, man.
Nice. I like that you could get almost samples of all the beers. Like, you get like a $3 or $4 5-ounce pour of something, and it's like, okay, I just really, a lot of the time I just want to try as many beers as I can on the tap list, unless I'm like, okay, we're here for a while, I'll get a pint of the good stuff that I know,
right?
But most of the time it's like, oh, I want to try this, I want to try that. I just think I tried a smoked beer from Gigantic, and that was like perfect amount for like 5-ounce pour.
Yeah, I hope more places embrace that type of pour.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, if you're at Haymarket on Randolph and Halsted and you wanna, it's a nice walk, you know, and it's maybe like I say a little under a mile. But mm-hmm. once you get to the other end of Haymarket, this Kaiser Tiger's right there.
Yeah. So I'd say go there and drink. I was a little disappointed that like hot dogs are like $12.
Yeah, we're advocating, and it's all around town, you know. We're advocating this lifestyle where we're getting, you know, basically hot dogs and sausages for like, you know, $8-$12.
Right. I'm fine paying $10-$12 for a burger, or even $15 for a burger. But a hot dog, I don't know.
It's tough. I bet you've been to Hot Dogs, right?
I've been to Hot Dogs, yeah.
Are they expensive? Are they that expensive there?
I feel like they aren't that expensive. They're like higher price, but you're getting stuff like alligator and like rattlesnake. And you're not just getting not just hot like dog
oh, we got this chicken sausage with
crazy toppings
with lemon and thyme and oh yeah, it's gonna be $11.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
I don't need that. But both those places, you know, serving expensive hot dogs, but Lynx and Kaiser Tiger, but great beer lists at both of them and good experience and nice places.
Very cool, man.
That was basically my weekend of just drinking around town, a couple new spots, and a couple other old places that I stopped in at.
Okay.
Well, should we get into this coming week then? I know it's going to be a short episode. We didn't do anything. We're letting everyone down.
We're letting everyone down. We do have a lot of events coming up, though.
Right. So we got to redeem ourselves and make it out there, right?
We do, man. I think this week will be a little bit different. Okay. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here. It's all starting on Thursday, June the 5th. So what we're doing here is Chaos and Geno's East Wheat Judging Contest.
The Geno's East, not, is it Geno's East person or the pizza place?
No, the Geno's East, the pizza place.
Okay.
So
I didn't know it was like Gino, you know, was his name. And from the east.
It's like chaos and some dude named Gino. No, it's like Gino's East, the pizza place, man. So Gino's East is starting a brewery, which is news to me.
That's, yeah.
So the old Michael Jordan's restaurant, it used to be Michael Jordan's restaurant, and then it was LaSalle Power Station.
Or it was a Mexican restaurant.
It was a Mexican restaurant in between. I can't think of the name of it.
Right. I went there once.
Yeah, it was the home of the killer margarita. I can't think of the name of the place, but that place. So Gino's East is jumping into the brewery game, and it totally makes sense, right? You know, pizza and beer. I kind of imagine it, knowing nothing about it, I can imagine it being kind of like how Rock Bottom is.
Sure.
Where, you know, yeah, where Rock Bottom is making their own beer, and they got like this extensive list of food. And, you know, it's just kind of like, hey, we're not going to be too experimental, but come in and drink the beer that we made and buy all this food.
Right.
Right? Kind of like that, I think. So it's Gino's East and Chaos, the homebrew club, are having a wheat judging contest. So the guys at Gino's East have dedicated two taps to Chaos. So Chaos is having an event where they're going to do this homebrew judging contest. They're going to pick two winners, and then everyone who comes to this event can try the beers as well as get some food samples at Chaos's brew club.
So is the new Gino's East open there? So is it open already and you can go there and drink? So I guess I'm confused, like, where is the event being held at?
Okay. That's a fair question. Okay. So the Gino's East is going to be on LaSalle, but this event is at the Chaos Homebrew Club.
Okay.
Which is at 2117 West Hubbard.
Oh, okay.
So it's just west of downtown.
Right.
Right. So it's going to be there. So I would imagine that they always throw events, and I imagine that this is going to be one of those events where you can come learn about the Homebrew Club. You can possibly sign up and be a member. You'll meet everyone who's already involved in a club, and then you get to try these beers where one of them's going to be on tap at Gino's East.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Or actually, like, two of them. They got two tap lines there.
Yeah.
And those guys, that's a pretty good homebrew club. There's a place out south, maybe 119 and Western, called Horse Thief Hollow. And Dave Williams, who's the brewmaster out there, he's a member of Chaos, and they won a medal at the World Beer Cup a couple months ago.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So if you want to, it's one of those events where, hey, if you want to see what this homebrew scene in Chicago's like, and then you want to get a chance to experience a beer before it actually goes on draft at a production facility, you know, you check out the Chaos Gino's Wheat Beer Judging Contest Thursday. That's okay. At 7 p.m.
So is Gino's East moving then? What's the pizza place that's in the old planet Hollywood?
Right.
Is that,
so
was it
Gino's? That was Gino's East.
Okay.
Right. So they're moving. So the original Gino's East, I love that we're talking like deep dish pizza on this program. This is Chicago.
You know, I was trying to figure out. I'm confused by this. Gino's East is getting into the craft brew business.
So there were two Gino's East locations. One of them was the old Planet Hollywood building.
Yeah.
Right, so that building's now going to be turned into high-rise condos.
Okay.
The original Gino's East, that gets this name because Gino's East was east of Michigan Avenue. So the original location still sits east of Michigan Avenue. But that second location that was Planet Hollywood is now moving into the old Michael Jordan building to become a beer hall / pizzeria.
Okay, very cool. All right. I'm going to miss those spotlights of pizza slices.
That's the space.
So bad.
It was terrible. So, yo, if you've ever seen this place, it's in River North. It literally, you before you walk in, there's like 100 feet high slices of pizza.
Right, across from Ed DeBevick's there. Yeah, right. So you're already class right there.
The decor was pretty bad.
It basically looked like, to me, that this place had been shut down and do not go in here.
Who the fuck erects a 100-foot slice of pizzas outside of... All right, but yeah, we're getting off course. But yeah, that's Thursday, man. That's Thursday.
I'm excited to see what Gino's East does with the beer hall thing, because I haven't had Gino's East in a long time. So
it'd be
a good spot to check out once it's open.
And it makes total sense. Yeah. It really does. So cheers to those guys, man. So that's on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Fountainhead is having an event. It's a 5-course beer dinner featuring Stone Brewing and some other friends. So Cletus, who's the executive chef at Fountainhead, is really one of the more interesting chefs in town because he's done beer collaborations literally with, like, I would say eight to 10 breweries at this point.
Yeah.
Right. So his latest collaboration is with Stone, and he collaborated on a beer called Slapping Violets, which is a lemon and basil blueberry Kolsch. Hmm. So they're having a 5-course dinner in the Fountainhead Barrel Room. They've also they're also inviting Beguile Brewing and Dark Horse Brewing out of Michigan.
Okay.
And I know he's done beers with those two as well in the past. So you might see 3 or 4 of his beers on draft at this event.
Oh, neat. So what's the Barrel Room? Is that downstairs? Is that that like room that's kind of like behind the bar?
I'm very curious.
Okay.
I'm very curious because whenever I go, we always go to the rooftop. Even in the winter, you can get on the rooftop.
Oh, see, I've never been on the rooftop.
Because most of it's covered. But the Barrel Room, I'm not sure where the Barrel Room is.
Okay.
It might actually be, you know, below in the bowels. Yeah. Okay. This is a $65 ticket, 5-course dinner. Cletus, I think this will be a good event. Mm-hmm. You know, Cletus is executive chef over Fountainhead as well as Barón Buena because they're owned by the same crew.
Okay.
And then one of the cider-focused breweries in town, Norse Cider.
Hmm.
He's going to be executive chef over that as well.
Oh, man. Spreading himself
He's a busy guy. he's a busy guy.
Cool. So that's also Thursday?
Yeah, that's Thursday at 6:30 p.m. That's a $65 ticket. It's a Stone Brewing Fountainhead beer dinner, 5-course beer dinner.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's Thursday. Then Friday, June 6th, Kegs for Kidneys at Fishman's.
Kidneys, not kids.
Not kids. Kegs for Kids is up at Fountainhead. No, I'm sorry. Up at Hopleaf. At Hopleaf.
This is Kegs for Kidneys.
This is Kegs for Kidneys. Right. So now Kegs for Kids was, I think, the original Kegs for Kids. Why did I just say that?
There's still only one Kegs for Kids.
No, so there's kids. So there's Kegs for Kids, and then there's Kegs for Kidneys.
Okay.
Right. So.
Kids' knees?
No, kidneys, like the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. All right. This episode of Chicago Beer Pass is all off course right now. No. All right. So on Friday, the folks at Fishman's, they do an event called Kegs for Kidneys. It's a fundraiser for the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. So I think the connection between them is like the owners, like one of their nieces has an issue with her kidneys.
Okay.
So they want to raise money for the Kidney Foundation, okay. Right? So this is an event that's going to feature about 30 breweries. I went to this event last year, and they do it right in the parking lot at Fishman's.
Okay.
So it's a pretty cool event. They got a live band. They've got their own food truck now. Fishman's does, run by Mambecue. And last year when we went to this event, there was a crazy auction where like you could get like Barrel Aged Dark Lord,
like a silent auction, like they do at Sisters Fibrosis.
Oh, Festival.
Yeah, Festival.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Okay.
Where you can get some really ridiculous stuff in this silent auction, like you know, tickets and Magnum beers and a lot of good stuff in the silent auction. And then a lot of nice beers on draft. This was last year when we went. It was the first time that 18 Spiteful and Pipeworks were all on draft at the same event.
Oh, cool.
It was cool. We had our beer there. We had Deception, the beer we did with Wild Onion. That was there.
Oh, right.
And there were a lot of good beers there. It was a fun time.
Nice. Man, yeah. Fishman's, I think you can count on an event from them every week.
Those guys do not fuck around.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
I know they do Tap This, which is like a bi-weekly beer, food, and music pairing.
Mm-hmm.
And, they do a good job of really maximizing their space. It's a slashy, so it's like... It's one of those old school Chicago bars that's attached to a liquor store,
right?
You know, so
and yeah, not too many of those around.
No, and then especially not too many of them that actually have like a really good draft program. Like a lot of these slashes you go to, it's like yo, you're gonna get you know, Bud Light Platinum.
Yeah, there's
and love it, and that's really that's what you're getting.
There's one on, or there still is one on Western. It's like Danny's Tap Room and Danny's Liquor and. We used to go there, and it was 75-cent old styles. I think now they have, like, a larger tap list, but 75-cent old styles before. Yeah, back in the, that was crazy.
So that's going to be at Fishman's, man. That's 6 p.m. up in up on the northwest side of town.
All right. And then also kicking off, I guess, Friday and all weekend is Midsummerfest. You know,
Andersonville.
Dew Division last weekend, Midsummerfest in Andersonville this weekend. And... This is a fun festival. This is one of my favorites, I think. I love it because you can get Glug slushies.
Glug slushies?
Right. So Glug is the winter holiday spiced wine. So it's warm wine that you heat up on your stove with like cloves and like all these like nice ingredients. It smells up the house really nice, and it warms you up. But in the summer, this is the only weekend you can get this, Glug slushies.
Got to turn it into a slushie, man.
It's spiced wine slushies, and it will mess you up.
That sounds fantastic, actually.
So you can get them outside of Simon's, because Simon's makes their own Glug during the winter, and then they make the slushies. So they sell them outside their bar during the festival, and then you can go inside and get them as well if they're all out or not.
Now, is it a block party too, or how? Like, where's it gonna be? Like,
right. So it starts at what is that street? Foster.
That sounds right.
Foster and Clark, and okay. Goes almost all the way to what's that? The Dominic's or Jewel.
Yeah, so that's probably like Walgreens, well, just south of Devon. I said Peterson, maybe 6,000, yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And there's cover bands that play like all the time there, and I know the Get Up With The Get Downs are playing that weekend.
Get Up With The Get Downs.
You know, I'll be there. I'll be there getting up and getting down and drinking some Glug slushies.
That sounds good. So that's gonna be Saturday.
It's Friday. Oh, it's all Friday, weekend. Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. So definitely check that out if you're looking for something to do.
Festival season.
It's glorious.
It's here, man. Festival season is here. All right. So that's Friday. And then Saturday, the good folks up at Metropolitan Brewing in Ravenswood, not too far from there,
right?
They're doing the Taste Tour and Talk Derby. So this is a fundraiser for the Windy City Rollers, the derby team.
Yeah.
And actually, I looked it up. It's a derby league. So Windy City Rollers has like four or five teams in it.
Oh, cool.
It's a whole roller derby league. Roller derby started here in Chicago in 1938. Who knew?
Oh, I didn't know that.
No clue. Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for them. So Windy City Rollers and Metropolitan hooking up. They're going to open up a firkin and also give you a tour. So for $10, you go to Metropolitan, you get the tour, you get to meet the Windy City Roller players, and then they're going to tap a firkin just for the folks who took this tour on Saturday. This is Saturday from 1 to 3. I love roller derby because the ladies in roller derby have super cool nicknames.
Yeah, they do.
Like the one, like there's a lady who's always at Cobra. Her name's Val Capone.
That's good.
That's a good one. And there was another lady called Beth Amphetamines.
Okay.
Yeah. They just got some righteous nicknames, man.
I know. I think, coming up with your own roller derby name, it's got to be the most fun thing to do.
Yeah, mine would not be as good as those. So that's going to be Saturday.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then I think that's it for Saturday. Well, Dry Hop up in Lincoln Park, they're doing an event pretty much all weekend. Well, Saturday, Sunday, and all of next week.
Oh.
It's their one-year anniversary.
Oh, 1 year. Wow. It's already been a year for them? Congratulations to them. Jeez.
Quick. Yeah, they've got a killer location.
Matt.
Like right at, Broadway, Belmont, like right there. Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of like this weird island in the city, but it's still an island for like beer destinations. Patty Law's isn't far from there, but you can count on one hand all the places to go drink. And it's a highly dense area, like a lot of people are there.
Yeah, and I know a couple times I've been, it's been packed, or I've been there for events and just seen people like disappointed trying to come in because it's closed for event.
Yeah. So they're doing their 1 year anniversary. So that's going to kick off on Sunday with an anniversary brunch. Monday, they're going to have an introduction to what's called the DHB Beer League. It's a launch party for that. So this is one of those, it's kind of like a mug club, like we were talking about, where like, hey, you get, for a flat fee, you get like, beer on your birthday, and you get 9 samples, and then you get a free growler, and like a bunch of other perks if you sign up for it. They're going to launch that Monday, and Sunday is going to be the anniversary brunch. So that's Sunday, June 8th.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We got one more event. Oh. It's on Sunday. It's a movie feature.
Oh, that's
right. It's a preview event for a movie called Craft. It's a craft beer movie. It's going to be at Haymarket on Sunday, June 8th at 7 p.m. So the director of this movie, he's a Canadian. And he taught. It's a movie about 12 different breweries and how he became certified Cicerone. And how he created a recipe for farmhouse ale, all on his craft beer journey. It's him documenting his craft beer journey.
Oh, neat.
Okay. The movie's called Craft. So it's been in this is the final U.S. location that they're going to preview the film. And it's going to be in Haymarket at the Drinking and Writing Theater. If you walk into Haymarket, it's the bar all the way in the back past the restrooms.
All right.
So that's a that's gonna be a $10 ticket. The ticket includes a saison, and you get to screen the movie, and you get to talk to the director of the movie, who's okay. gonna be in the house to answer any Q&A that oh. might pop up Sunday awesome. Night.
So is it a full feature? Or
yeah, it like? Sounds like it sounds like a full documentary.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of excited about. That'd be a good way to end a Sunday.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, Sunday 7 p.m.
Get some food, watch a movie, drink some beer.
You know, yeah. And so I'm excited. We posted a trailer to this on the Chicago Beer Pass Facebook page. So check it out. And yeah, if you need something Sunday, there it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then one more event that we may mention again next week, but this popped up and seems pretty neat. It's Hendrix the Gin is putting out an event called Emporium of the Unusual. And it's basically an event from Wednesday through Thursday. Yeah, no, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You sign up, you like RSVP for an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like a special free event for an hour where I think you get like snacks, gin, and like weird performances and stuff.
I'm all about gin. I'm not going right? to lie.
I think most craft beer drinkers love gin.
And then the Hendrix gin is like really good, man. They infuse it with like rose hips and like cucumber and
yeah, it's a good standby gin. You know, kind of Hendrix has its own flavor, so you know what to expect, and so it's enjoyable. But this event is free, and you get free gin. And I don't know what to expect. I guess I'm gonna expect the unusual because that's the name of the event. But it's over in Wicker Park, Bucktown area, so we'll include a link to this event on the website. So definitely sign up, reserve for your hour, and go get some free gin.
Yeah, and then I'm pretty sure you're going to get all kinds of ridiculous gin cocktails.
Yeah.
Dude, sign me up for that, man.
All right, so I know I'm going to go to that, and I know I'm going to make it to a couple other things. So we'll have much more to talk about next time.
True indeed.
Well, Nick, so if people want to get a hold of you and get in touch, how can they find you?
Right on. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRAD. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there with links to iTunes so you can subscribe. Leave a review. We love seeing that. And then there's the Facebook page, like Nick mentioned, with the trailer, and we post other events we find, and just we post photos of us out at events. So definitely like us up there and just, you know, keep up on everything that's happening in Chicago.
You know what I liked last week that we didn't get a chance to touch on real quick was that video you put together for Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this. All right, so Brad's going around for like 12 days. He's got the GoPro on his head. And then for 12 days, he's filming like all these events he went to. And then he condensed it to like this really cool 2-minute piece with like this really great soundtrack. So if that's not on the Facebook page, it should be. That's a really cool video, man.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. And, you know, we're sharing stuff like that or other pictures. So like us up there. And yeah, thanks for listening to episode number 33.
Cheers.